It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The buskers of Cork have a load of new rules. This was adopted, reading from Owen English in The Examiner, this was adopted at the council on Friday night, new street performing bylaws. I went through them briefly on Tuesday. Everyone will have to have a permit, starting at about €30 and working up a bit. There'll be designated zones, about 20 of them, and only at specific times can you busk. All busking will have to be finished in the city by 10 o'clock in the evening. I'm not sure I'm too happy about that, to be honest. For like a Saturday night, or more particularly a festival Saturday night, or say a summer night, where you'd come into town and have the bit of outdoor dining going on down there in the street by Clancy's, say, and there's a fella busking on the corner. That's lovely. I'm not too sure it's a good idea to can him or her at 10 o'clock, but that's part of the rules. And everyone will have to have a permit. It'll be a more expensive permit if you need to have amplification. All that. It's just. But of all the people to call me about this, Seamus Kelly, I was not. Yours is a voice I was not expecting to hear. Good morning.
TJ, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. Indeed, it's been a while.
I rang you there because there was a meeting in the City Hall there about the permits for buskers.
That's right.
Which I totally agree with. They couldn't do anything better for buskers, bringing in permits and restrictions. Like, I've been doing this now nearly 5 years. When I started off playing with a band, and in the 3 years that I was playing with them, I never took any money because I wasn't doing it for money.
Yeah,
I was doing it for two reasons. I am a survivor of the industrial schools, and 16 years ago I started an organisation called Survivors Unite, where I help and do whatever I can for survivors.
Indeed.
And about 4 years ago, I started playing the spoons inside and home with a band.
Right.
And I felt that after a couple of hours playing, I felt that there was some sort of a weight gone off my shoulder.
You felt that playing the spoons was a bit therapeutic for you, was it?
That's what I felt, and since I started playing the spoons, now I'm on my own playing the spoons.
So I didn't recognise you, but I think I've actually seen you in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd be down there by Once Upon a Bun there by the restaurant. The people around here are magic.
Yes.
And the one thing that I know about survivors is that a lot of the elderly survivors don't really venture out into the world because of They're just afraid, you know?
I do, yeah, I know that.
And one of the things I found out when I was playing with the band, I noticed that there was a lot of survivors coming up to me and talking to me, and they were telling me that once they saw me playing the spoons of survivor, it kind of encouraged them, and I started talking to them. And I didn't realise until a couple of months down the road that survivors, they're looking for a chance to come out, but they don't know how to do it. They sit down with psychiatrists, but I don't know, it didn't do any good for me.
So they found that listening to your music, which was released for you,
when they see me playing the spoons and they see me smiling, they want the same.
I see.
So I talk to them, and we've had great chats, and I'm now helping out a group of people there that are feeding the hungry there. some nights there by the Savoy. I come in and play a bit of music. And
fantastic.
I tell you, PJ, it's like being on cloud nine where people can understand me because there are us, five of us, and we talk and we chat and we have fags and we have cups of tea. And playing the music for myself has done a lot more for me than any psychiatrist could ever do.
Isn't music incredible that way, Seamus, the way it brings people together?
When I was inside in St. Lawrence's and we were going through all that, I needed something to hold on to think of. And the only thing that was on was music. I just picked up the spoons one day and started playing them, no training or nothing. And now I have an 8-year-old granddaughter, Ruby. Yeah. She can play the spoons as well. It's the feeling, you can't buy it.
Well, the day we saw you in town, and I didn't know it was you, or I'd have gone over to you, my wife was laughing because she plays the spoons and she's actually very good at it.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people that come up to me. And some of them have started crying and saying, you're bringing back memories of my dad in the home. I played at home. So that's what it's all about. I know people throw me money, like, but it doesn't bother me. I just wanted people to come up and say, yeah, happy memories.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. And the City Hall needs to know things like that. They didn't interview any of us.
So come back to me on the permits. You'll have to get a permit for this and you'll only be able to busk in certain places at certain times, and you're okay with that?
I think it's the best. I still get my time to come out and do my busking and talk to people, and I'm leaving anyway, because I never stay more than 2 hours anyway.
Yeah.
But it's a great, I totally agree with it, but they should have sat down with someone, like, a lot of people will walk up and down the street and they say buskers, and they say, oh, I'm looking for money for drugs or drinks. We're not all the same. Yeah. There's some fantastic buskers around. Brilliant.
Oh yeah.
We're actually very well served by buskers in Cork. There's yourself now, and I'm not blowing smoke or it shouldn't be blown. You're damn good on them spoons. There's the wonderful Ali Sherlock, who's there from time to time. I don't know if you've seen Ryan Parsons with his violin.
He's incredible.
He's brilliant.
I walked up to him one day and I said, you know something, I've never heard anybody play the fiddle so good as you. And I gave him a hug and I sat down and I listened to him.
You should take it out, your spoons and join them.
Yeah, busking isn't just about getting money off of people. We don't all think like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I wouldn't care if I came in here 7 days a week for 2 hours and I didn't make a cent, as long as people come up to me and they chat to me. The amount of children that I have dancing and coming up and giving me fives and giving me hugs,
Isn't that fantastic?
Don't have a bucket list when this is going on.
Well, you know what, Seamus? I haven't heard from you in so long. And I'm going mad now that when I walked past you a couple of weeks ago, I didn't recognise you.
Don't worry about it, my friend.
But you sound in great form, and music is helping you so much.
Music has done for me what the state couldn't. I tell you, I get such a rush.
Good lad.
It's unbelievable. Before you go there, I just want to say a big thank you to the owners of Once Upon a Bun there, the restaurant, and the off-license. They're very good to me.
Good. Seamus, mind yourself.
I hope to talk to you soon, bye. God bless you and your family.
And the same to you, my old friend. What, it's lovely to hear from Seamus after quite a while, and to know he's doing so well, and has discovered music and the joy of music.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.